This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Part of Tihar celebrations, Dhanteras, being observed today. Top leaders of ruling five-party alliance arriving in Janakpur Dham to address election-related meetings. And Rishi Sunak leading race to become next British Prime Minister. Now, the news in detail. The festival of Dhanteras, which is celebrated on the day of Kartik Krishna Troyodashi, is being observed today by purchasing new items made of gold, silver, copper and other metals. As part of Tihar celebrations, the items purchased today are used during the Lakshmi Puja held on Kartik Krishna Aunsi. There is a religious belief that if worship is performed in this way, then the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, will continue to bless the family. There is also a tradition of buying gold and silver ornaments today. Known by names like Deepavali, Tihar and Yama Panchak, this festival is the second biggest festival celebrated by Nepali people after the Dasain festival. The celebration of festival starts today with the lighting of homes, commercial establishments and other places. According to Nepal Calendar Determination Committee, although Yama Panchak starts today, Kak Tihar falls tomorrow. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba, along with the top leaders of the ruling five-party alliance, are arriving in Janakpur Dham, the capital of Madhesh province today. Chair of Nepali Congress Dhanusha, Yogendra Panjihar, said Prime Minister Deoba, along with the top leaders of the alliance, are arriving in Janakpur Dham to address the election-related meetings of Madhesh provincial-level leaders of the parties affiliated to the alliance. The event will be addressed by Prime Minister Deoba, Chairperson of CPN Maoist Centre Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, Chairperson of CPN Unified Socialist Madhav Kumar Nepal, Chair of Loktantrik Samajwadi Party Mahant Thakur and other leaders. The Nepali Army organised different programmes focusing on solidarity in international peace and stability today on the Establishment Day of the United Nations. Nepali Army, with the participation of other security forces, organized march past, Zumba, rallies and band performances at the ground of the Army headquarters. According to the Nepali Army Directorate of Public Relations and Information, on the occasion, Chief of Army Staff Prabhuram Sharma presented prizes to the winners of different sports competition. A 5-kilometer walkathon and 3,200-meter cycle race were also organized. Similarly, Nepali Army is organizing an international workshop on UN peacekeeping mission and future responsibilities at the Army headquarters tomorrow on the occasion of UN Day. The United Nations was established in October 1945. A person died and three others were injured in a road mishap at Bagmati Rural Municipality 5 in Makwanpur District. Police said the deceased has been identified as Ram Bahadur Gole, aged 58, of Bagmati Rural Municipality 8. The accident took place when an auto rickshaw heading towards Paparbari from Jurjure of Bagmati Rural Municipality 5 and a truck coming from opposite directions collided with each other. Police said the injured are receiving treatment at Chure Hill Hospital. An awareness program on breast cancer has been jointly organized by Rotaract Club of Nepal and Nepal National Hospital today. On the program, Medical Director at Nepal National Hospital, Prakash Paudel, said this sorts of program help raise awareness among women about breast cancer. Dr. Sunil Trester from Kathmandu Cancer Hospital urged women to regularly check their health and care about breast cancer. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Rishi Sunak is close to reaching the 100 MP nominations needed to enter the race to be next Conservative leader and British Prime Minister. The ex-Chancellor has 93 endorsements from Tory MPs so far, though a campaign source said he has already reached 100 MPs. Former leader Boris Johnson, second with 44 backers, is poised to enter the contest to succeed Liz Truss and is flying back from a Caribbean holiday. Neither Mr. Sunak nor Mr. Johnson has officially launched their campaigns, but this has not stopped backers from declaring their support. Sources from Mr. Sunak's campaign told that he has already reached the 100 nominations needed to make it onto the ballot paper. The Indonesian health minister has said the number of children in Indonesia who have died from acute kidney injury, AKI, linked to harmful substances in medicinal syrups has risen to 133 from the previously reported 99 fatalities. Indonesian health authorities said this week they were investigating an unexplained rise since January in the number of children's death from the AKI and had temporarily banned the sales and prescription of all syrup-based medications. The ban followed the discovery that some medicinal syrups available in Indonesia were found to contain ethylene glycol and diethylene glycol, ingredients that have been linked to child death from AKI in the Gambia. The country's Food and Drug Agency has named five locally made products which contained excessive levels of ethylene glycol and has ordered the producers to pull them out of circulation and destroy all remaining batches. The minister also said some AKI patients had improved after health authorities tested an antidote imported from Singapore, adding more of the substance will be procured for distribution across Indonesia. The US and Russian defense secretaries have spoken in a phone call in a rare moment of high-level contact between two countries since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The two countries confirmed U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and his Russian counterpart Sergei Shoigu spoke yesterday. Both sides said the situation in Ukraine was discussed. It is the first time they have spoken since a call on 13th of May. It comes after hints from Russian President Vladimir Putin that he may be willing to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine and warnings against this from U.S. President Joe Biden. The leaders of both countries had a meeting in mid-2021, which was heralded as a positive step towards a better relationship. But this progress stalled as tensions escalated over Ukraine. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has said there is a general influence of western winds and local winds in the country at present. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast there is a possibility of rain and thunderstorm due to the effect of this weather system. There is a possibility of light rain in some places of the western region, and there will be a general change in the weather of the country today. The weather will continue to remain clear in the other parts of the country for the next few days. In the afternoon, the weather will be clear in the hilly areas of the country, while the remaining areas will remain partly cloudy. There is a possibility of light rain at one or two places in the hilly areas of Karnali and Sudhir Pashim provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Part of the Tihar celebrations, Dhanteras, being observed today. Top leaders of ruling five-party alliance arriving in Janakpur Dham to address election-related meetings. And Rishi Sunak leading race to become next British Prime Minister. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.